Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. Then last segment two of 2019. So we'll start out with a, I guess it was a joke, about Barron Trump. It's who can tell what humor is? Only Russ can and his memes.
I sense these things. Yes. I'll meme anything.
I tell you what, the cat and that woman yelling meme are my guilty pleasure.
I love it.
My Facebook page, I loaded up with that. It kills
me. I did one about macaroni and cheese the other day, and it was I was laughing to myself while doing it. Like, my wife's looking at me like she's going to lock me up.
Yeah.
But there was a debate on Facebook.
Has a superior intellect.
No, she's far smarter. Yeah, I doubt it.
Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she wasn't smart enough to realize she shouldn't have fucking married me. But she is very smart.
Love does crazy things.
I don't know what the hell she sees in me.
Yeah,
I walk into a restaurant. People look at us like, how the fuck did that happen?
You know what she sees?
He's either got a big dick or he's rich, and I got neither.
No, you have unlimited supply of venison.
There you go.
Let's get into Barron Trump. Well, not into
Barron
Trump. I don't want to get into
Barron Trump. Poor Barron Trump.
I'm not Rob Halford. Anyway, Stanford law professor Pamela Karlan, an impeachment witness for House Democrats, said the following while giving testimony. The Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility, so while the president can name his son Barron, he can't make him a baron. Karlan, rough crowd, no respect. Anyway,
I'll tell you.
Karlan later apologized for remarks, saying, I want to apologize for what I said earlier about the president's son. It was wrong of me to do that. I wish the president would apologize, obviously, for the things he's done that's wrong. Perfect. But I do regret having said that. Melania Trump admonished Karlan by saying, a minor child deserves privacy, should be kept out of politics. Pamela Karlan, you should be ashamed of your very angry and obviously biased public pandering and using a child to do it. Representative Matt Gaetz, a Florida Republican who is one of Donald Trump's staunchest allies in Congress, directly confronted Karlan, because he went to be a white knight, about the comment during his period of questioning at
Literally.
The hearing. Yes. Yes. Well. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. From friendly fire.
Look at that.
Let me also suggest that when you invoke the president's son name here, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump... are we allowed to say his name?
I guess so. That's his name, right?
I don't know. Because like Jews, you can't say like the Hebrew name for God. You have to say like a variant.
What's the Hebrew name for God?
It's like you can't say Adonai. You have to say something else.
Why?
I don't make the... I wasn't...
But why? These
are rules.
His name was Myron. And
no, it's called Shamos. 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 No?
Hashem.
Hashem?
That's
English.
Shamos. Yes, that's English. Right. No, it's not a fucking Irish guy.
No,
it's not Shamos.
Shamos. Shamos or Shamos?
No, but and Muhammad.
Hashem,
and Muhammad, you know, you can't draw Muhammad.
No, you can't?
No.
Oh, that's right. The guy who threatened his life is a
But it's just funny how these religions have this thing, and you listen to Matt Gaetz talking to Barron Trump and these same reverential terms. So let me also suggest that when you invoke the president's son's name here, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump...
He's rolling, isn't he?
That does not lend... Not me. This is Matt Gaetz, baby. That does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean, Gaetz said.
That is true.
It makes you look like you're attacking someone's family, the minor child of the president of the United States. Have you no shame, woman? He didn't say that, but I added that last part.
I like it.
Vice President Mike Pence came out from under his wife's blouse, and during an appearance in Holland, Michigan also slammed Collins' comment. The impeachment hearings today reached a new low, Pence said. I just heard at the hearing today, this guy never fucking hears anything when you interview him about what's going on, but this he heard.
I don't know what Pence is out there doing,
Pence
to be honest
out there
with
going,
you.
Saying, I can't wait to run for president. That's what he's saying.
He's just traveling, I guess.
Yes. I just heard at the hearing today,
one
of the Democrats' witnesses actually used the president and first lady's 13-year-old son to justify their partisan impeachment. Democrats should be ashamed. Enough is enough! All right. Listen, I could have done without the reference.
It was inappropriate and stupid.
It was stupid. It wasn't to this level of condemnation.
First of all, you have a legal expert witness at a fucking presidential impeachment, because that happens all the time. And this quack out of Stanford says something stupid.
Well, no, I don't know. She's respected.
Like that.
She's
no, not anymore. That was ridiculous.
Listen, if you had such a...
That was ridiculous.
If you were so worried about people saying stupid things and losing respect,
ridiculous.
You'd be voting differently.
Well, the whole thing is
ridiculous.
Is that
it was dumb.
What she said was stupid because kind of it kind of discredits her in a way.
I don't know if it discredits her.
It showed that she was an angry witness with an agenda.
It tells you what, because she can't make a joke.
That wasn't a joke.
No, because there wasn't an MC bringing her up, okay? And she wasn't told to have five and then bring up the, you know.
How many times
that was an impeachment hearing?
It was a joke.
That was an impeachment hearing.
But it's an impeachment hearing. Some of it was brought on as a constitutional expert.
Correct.
Showed.
Attacking
showed
a 13-year-old boy. Yeah,
she didn't attack him. She made a pun.
It wasn't a pun.
But it
was discredits stupid her thing in a way where that's she fun. Makes a pun on that. If she, it doesn't have anything to do with the business at hand. It has
exactly.
nothing to do with it. Okay? If she made it sort of like anything that was alluding to why they're being Trump being impeached, maybe so. It had nothing
well,
to do
with... Well, it did.
With,
no.
It did.
It was off topic.
It
was unprofessional.
She shoehorned it in.
It was unprofessional. It was an unnecessary snipe. And to Joe's point, this is a friggin' impeachment hearing. You're a legal expert.
Yeah. Have you
be
seen
professional.
But still,
they're not professional.
You were brought in as a constitutional
legal expert.
Then
hold the politicians to the same standard.
No, because she was brought in. Politicians don't work in that fashion.
Correct.
A constitutional lawyer.
Correct.
Something from
a legal witness and
a
fucking
academics and standpoint should not come in and testify with such a bias against the president.
That's exactly
if that's
what
her
it looked
feeling
like.
Inside, that's her own business.
Here's our legal witness, and by the way, she hates Trump too. Okay, that's helpful.
If that's
I got it.
Beforehand, Davin, that's up to debate. But when you're there, then in the moment, and you're doing it, it's wrong.
Here's what I got out of it. I did not get hate out of it. I got what she's saying is Donald Trump can't be a king. Was it stupid?
No.
Yeah, it was stupid. It doesn't help her cause. But here's the thing. I find it very rich that people like Melania Trump, Matt Gaetz, and Mike Pence, who fucking stick their head in the sand when the president says all sorts of outrageous and demeaning shit, now all of a sudden...
But he does it on purpose.
Because this is...
It makes it worse.
But this is Trump. What do you think? We didn't see this before. We've seen this.
What did I just say to you earlier?
But if when you're with Trump...
So we're holding her to a higher standard.
As a legal witness?
Yes, we are.
As a legal expert.
I didn't write the joke.
Of academia, yes.
Why didn't you figure? Like, I wrote the joke and told her to do it.
I'll tell you, Stanford law looks shitty too.
You have that person to a higher standard.
Correct.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like I said, I wish she wouldn't have done it. It wasn't a great move. But I still hold politicians to a higher standard.
Well, when I saw that testimony, all I saw was great. Now they have legal witnesses that are part of the resist, angry at Trump movement, hate Trump movement, and everything she said after that point just didn't matter. It was spiteful, it was unprofessional, and stupid.
But you don't care about spite. You love spite. You love spite.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what?
You're kidding.
What I was going to get with Trump. They're coming after Trump. They're building a case against him and using a legal professor.
Listen, if you gave a shit about spite, you'd be upset about Rudy Giuliani slamming a career diplomat who worked for Republican and Democrat.
That's politics.
No, it's not.
This ain't politics. This is a legal hearing.
This is
a legal hearing.
This is no,
no, it ain't.
No, no, no,
this
no,
isn't
it's
supposed
not.
To be politics.
Not.
Stop
it
yelling
is,
at each
is,
over each other.
Jesus Christ!
No, we're just yelling at you.
No, but
we're too busy yelling at each other.
Really, that's what we're doing.
You can't yell like that for radio.
This is a presidential.
We know how to do radio. Don't worry.
Impeachment.
Yeah, we do. So here's the deal: when you are brought on as a constitutional lawyer out of a place of academia, and you make a comment
it's not
like
showtime.
That, you have totally discredited yourself, and you have showed how you're not impartial to it.
So agreed. she gets no credit
agreed.
For apologizing.
No.
Actually, you know what? No. That made me even more angry because it's like not only are you educated. Not only were you an expert witness called by Congress in the impeachment of an American president, you acknowledge the fact that you're a fucking idiot. Congratulations, here's a stupid award.
She acknowledged the
fact
she
made
a mistake.
She didn't do. She
it wasn't a mistake.
She didn't use comments.
It was another. I'm here because I hate Trump, and that's how it came across.
No.
And her apology actually made it worse.
So she should not apologize. So when everybody's saying, "Hey, what you did is wrong," she should have stuck to her guns. And not apologize.
It was done, and some things you do, you just can't apologize
here's
for.
Here's the deal.
She apologized.
There was no way she could backpedal out of that.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. We get it. She apologized. And the way everybody's carrying on over it, what she said, everybody's got to relax. Okay?
All right.
But for the simple...
All right.
But,
that's fair.
Okay? But the simple fact is It was a lapse in judgment.
Agreed.
And, you know, well, we got a whole, you know, the politicians are. No, politicians are scum.
Yeah, they
They've
are.
Always been scum.
No, this is a legal scholar out of Stanford Law. Joe's right.
You've read books.
It's a different standard,
Listen,
Dad.
I've read a history.
Everybody's held to higher standards, but politicians. Comics are held to higher.
Because we know they're scumbags.
You get a chance, and I'm sure you may have.
She's a law professor.
But these people have
she's
power.
She's educating the future.
These people have the power.
No, she's got power. But she's educating the future constitutional attorneys of our nation. That's fucking power.
I assure you they will not be doing jokes in front of the Supreme
That's
Court.
That's power.
But, and,
I hope not.
And
who
also,
knows?
The whole thing about
Maybe they'll
politics,
come out with a rubber shoes on.
I've read several books on Lincoln. You won't like the ending. But anyway. But
I heard it went out with a bang.
One of the books, you know, one of the books. funny.
Did you? That was a delayed reaction.
You know, there's one comic that had a joke on top of it. He had rumors that Lincoln was gay.
Yeah.
Like, well, at least when he got shot, he finally took a load in the back of the
oh,
head.
Oh, anyway, yeah. No. Wow. That's rough.
I never heard that Lincoln was gay, though.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. There was, but the thing about it was back in those
did
days.
Did he make out with Ramstein on stage?
Did the book really hit you in the head?
Yeah. The thing, well, back then, what they would do is that they would, you know, a lot of times people would share a bed just because, you know, it was cold, you know, and,
yeah.
And they would share a bed, you know. It's not like they were having sex.
Look at you justifying.
Like, well, no, that's the way they were explaining
it
in the book.
It could have been
Halpert turned gay.
But here's
he didn't turn gay. It was obvious.
Here's the thing. These guys used to travel town to town to town to town to debate, you know, him with Douglas and all this stuff, and with the people that they were running against. And it was pretty nasty.
Yes, it was.
This was pretty nasty. So when you say today, well, we're very uncivil. No,
no.
This has been politics. I would even say since the times of the Greeks, it's always been a nasty, nasty, you know, a nasty game where you will totally, you've been a colleague of somebody, and then you totally rip them apart. Mm. You know, it's the name of the game.
Yeah, but
it's the way
diplomats
it is.
Are not politicians.
Yeah, but
career diplomats are not politicians.
But steer, you know, but that's been the name of the
there
game.
There are some political appointments.
Yeah, it's a political job.
But people like Yovanovitch, who's widely respected, she's not a politician. She's been serving her country for years.
I know.
And for Giuliani to make a point of ruining her reputation.
His job is to do that. That's his.
No, he's the president's lawyer. His job's not to be a fucking hitman.
To lawyers can do
you
that
also,
too, buddy.
You also are talking about a prosecutor that brought down the mob. You think he gives a shit
really,
about people's feelings?
Does, yeah, that's
you
a
know?
Good point.
I think
he made the mob move to Westchester and Jersey.
I think Giuliani's desperate.
With that being said, Giuliani is not the Giuliani of the 9/11 years or the mayoral years. I don't know what, you know, I think he's been a lot short-tempered. I don't know what he's out to prove. So, you know, it's an interesting situation with him.
Well, he got his kid a $90,000 gig in the White House.
I think a guy like Giuliani, and again, I loved him in New York, not just 9/11, even being able to do something I wasn't able to do as a young man, as a child, excuse me, that I was able to do as a young man is walk through Times Square with my girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, he cleaned.
I wasn't able to do that.
Oh, I remember when I used to drive the plumbing truck in the city. Yeah. Every light, there was a squeegee.
People,
guy there.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, people couldn't go to Yankee Stadium or stop going to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to. No. If they didn't pay tolls to the local hoodlums, the squeegee men.
Let me tell you something.
They would be
tolls. They
would have
gone, but Mel Hall, the Mel Hall Yankees were not good.
So the
Bob Guerin Yankees were not a good team. I know the early 90s Yankees. They were not good.
I think Giuliani's at a point. I think Giuliani is right now is at a point in his career where he's disgusted.
Or disgusting. All right, we'll move on. We'll move on. President Donald Trump, again, publicly.
Yes,
took
sir.
Took a big shit today.
Yes, Rush, you know where you are.
Because he has two scoops of ice cream. Because that was news. And it was important.
Publicly mocked teen climate crisis activist Greta Thunberg tweeting that the 60-year-old Swede who has inspired protesters worldwide has anger management issues. Pot, kettle. Anyway, Thunberg, who was named Jesus Christ. Thunberg, who was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year earlier this week over Trump, has sternly castigated world leaders for not doing enough to combat the climate crisis and memorably stared down Trump at the UN General Assembly in September. She has been open about her diagnosis of Asperger's, calling it a superpower that helps her activism. So ridiculous, Greta work on her anger. So ridiculous. Greta must work on her anger management problem, then go to a good old-fashioned movie with a friend. Chill, Greta, chill, Trump wrote Thursday morning, responding to a tweet congratulating Thunberg on being named Person of the Year. Trump frequently attacks and mocks political enemies on Twitter and previously went after Thunberg in September, though his Thursday morning broadside was still jarring coming from a sitting U.S. president against a teenager. Following the president's tweet, Thunberg updated her Twitter bio to reflect Trump's comment, a teenager working on her anger management problem, currently chilling and watching a good old-fashioned movie with a friend. In September, following her excoriation of world leaders at the U.N., Trump tweeted of Thunberg, she seems like a very happy young girl looking forward to a bright and wonderful future. So nice to see. At the time, Thunberg also updated her Twitter bio to refer to herself in using Trump's words. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential frontrunner, who has taken Trump to task for his behavior, chastised the president for his tweet. What kind of president bullies a teenager? At Real Donald Trump, you can learn a few things from Greta and what it means to be a leader, Biden said. Time magazine announced Wednesday that
Joe Biden, yeah, get away from my girl.
Should have been around the finger, Joe.
Yeah, Joe Biden, yeah, father of the year. You raised a piece of shit. He should talk.
Really? you know, Donald Trump Jr. like hunted an extinct fucking an animal on the endangered species list as a hunter. That has to piss you off. So talk about pieces of shit. It's one thing if you're a big game.
He didn't try to screw around with his dead brother's wife. And then get another stripper pregnant.
He still didn't bite his wife.
How upset
wife,
you
though.
Are about strippers getting pregnant. Melania looking at you.
I don't like the wife biting thing. It's creepy. I'm trying to wrap my head around that for a month now, and I can't arrive at a conclusion.
She's delicious.
The woman's talking, and you just bite. I don't know. Can you wrap your head around this?
Oh, I think I saw that. Biden doesn't even know what state he's in.
That's what I was thinking.
Telling these, are you worried about Trump? You hear the stories Biden gets into? It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I
think they're both too old. Anyway. Thunberg has become the biggest voice on the biggest issue facing the planet and the avatar of broader generational shift in our culture that is playing out everywhere from campuses of Hong Kong to the halls of Congress and Washington.
Oh, yeah, all around the world.
That actually is.
Go Trump, tell them on the mountain.
Are you going to fucking let me finish the story?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Trump House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the whistleblower who sparked the impeachment inquiry and Hong Kong protesters, were on the short list for who has been the most influential this year. Trump deeply covets being Person of the Year. He thanked Time when he was chosen in 2016 and lashed out the magazine a year later when he was passed over. It's not really about – this isn't really about what you think about climate change. That's not the purpose of this story. What the fuck is he doing? Doesn't he have a country to run? He's put out 115 tweets that day, and he's going after a teenager.
Ho. Let's stop. She's going after a teenager. This, and it's not like this girl's coming up and, well, I think she has pigtails, but nonetheless, she comes up there.
His hairstyle, that's going to be the
she sits
which
there.
Which radical Europeans have used before those images for really bad reasons. Yeah.
Oh, she sits there.
Davin, let's not pretend the history didn't happen.
Yeah, she sits there. Scolds the UN in a cadence like Mickey from Rocky.
How dare you?
And it.
Yeah, Mickey from Rocky.
And we're all.
How
dare you, Rock? I don't know, Rick. You were trying to do something with global warming. You can't win, Rock.
This is good stuff.
Or as
he's got better impression.
I love it.
And one of the best lines ever, as comic Dave Landau says, she looks like she's telling an old tale of the sea, which is funniest fucking line. But when you go up there and you scold and this over-dramatic diatribe that you're in the front of the UN in the world, you're opening yourself up to criticism.
But do we need it from the president of the United States over a magazine cover? Because this is the same guy that put a fake Time magazine covers of himself and his fucking resorts. Yeah. I mean, really, does he have to be butthurt? Oh, see, you don't give a shit. But I got a problem. I'd like my president to worry about more important things than being Time magazine. Nobody gives a shit. He's the only one in the world that gives a shit about Time magazine. Nobody else cares. Newsweek, Time, Business Insider, Sports Illustrated. Who the fuck cares? President.
U.S. News and World Report.
Big fan, are you?
Yeah. No, I always like the name. U.S. News and World Report. You guys cover a lot of shit.
They're not fucking around. No stone uncovered.
They're a 20-syllable magazine. You got to be important.
Sure. This isn't bullshit like Life magazine.
No way. Life. What's
or
Life?
Highlights. We'll see us at any fucking
talk. How dare you?
Those are 1- and 2-syllable magazines. That shit.
Can you find everything in this picture? I think not.
No, I don't fuck with highlights. No,
you should not.
I can't.
You're fucking lowlights.
Fucking Waldo.
I mean, again,
I get it. I get where both of you are coming from. First of all, Joe's right. And well, hold on, but Davin is
rare
too.
Things you hear on the
you,
show.
You're both right. Yeah, right. Well, yeah, when you're going further, you win. And again, I do believe the bigger issue here is that a young lady with Asperger's was given a script.
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
It is true. It is absolutely true.
And was told to act out at a global meeting to express something that I believe is not happening.
Coached.
There is no mass extinction event. And I'm a guy who reads zombie apocalypse books for fun. I would be excited. But it's not happening.
And here's the thing.
I'm not doing global warming.
That's not the point of this fucking
Davin's point. To Davin's point, as a president of the United States, when I address a 16-year-old girl specifically, Joe's got to be, yeah, you open yourself to criticism. If I was in Trump's shoes, I would have let it go. She's a kid. She was obviously, I think, used, okay, to deliver that script in the manner she did.
The way she speaks is the Asperger's.
I've seen her off.
I've seen her off script. And it's a true fact. Her father is in the theater. My father's a CPA.
Can't do math.
But the thing about it is, if he coached you, you could do math.
They exploit a young Norwegian girl with pigtails.
Now think this out.
Who could deliver one hell of a reprimand?
You want somebody to represent. All right, let's think this out. Why don't we get a scientist? Well, a scientist. They're going to question the scientist and they're going to maybe try to dismiss the scientist. Why don't we get this girl and that has Asperger's and is kind of focused on this whole thing? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
What? Agreed. Because nobody.
That's why I agree. Question her. To address her. The parents should be smacked in the fucking head.
They should be brought up on child abuse.
She exploited a girl with a disability.
I looked into the backstory.
Donald Trump got lap dances from his teenage daughter Ivanka. I didn't hear you bitching about that.
When did that happen?
And this is what
check out the picture on Joe's page. I posted it when she was a teenager.
Have a picture of Ivanka Trump lap dancing.
Yes, she's very short shorts on Donald Trump's lap, grinding to him. Yes, it's real. Yeah, it's on Joe's page.
Did you fact check this?
No, you can look it up.
But what does that have to do with parents exploiting a girl with Asperger's?
Because you don't give a shit. You're picking your spots.
No, to spread fear about something that's not fucking happening.
All right, I'm going to give you this real quick, then we're going to move on to the rest of the story. Not happening. Pentagon says it's happening. Okay. NASA says it's happening.
What, a global mass extinction event?
No, climate change.
She was talking, her script was about a global mass extinction event.
We are losing species.
And we have been since the planet came together.
Yeah, but at a higher rate.
Says whom?
Let me get. Anyway, the Pentagon says climate change is affected by man.
You know what?
Let me tell you.
Finish. Okay.
NASA says it.
Yeah, check.
Donald Trump has insured his properties from climate change to flooding. That is true.
Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump stopped that hurricane.
No, it wasn't Mar-a-Lago.
He did.
It wasn't Mar-a-Lago.
He stopped it.
No.
The hurricane was stopping
it. Every other conservative party in the world accepts climate change is real. The only political party in the world that does not is the American Republican Party, which was not always the case. Was not always the case until the Koch brothers started funneling money. Where did the Koch brothers make their money? Fossil fuels.
Okay.
They started paying for stuff.
I know that.
So that's where it is.
Okay, can we agree on this?
What?
That the pollution our nation, could you say, you know, the U.S. is the bad guy here?
I don't think the U.S.
produces
is the bad guy.
What we call in Italian ungots in pollution.
I don't think the U.S.
compared
is the bad
to
guy.
China and India.
Oh, yeah, they pollute.
And no matter what we do, if we gave AOC's new Green Deal started today, nothing would be changed.
Well, no, there's something to be said for being a leader.
No.
Yes.
This is about controlling the world's economy.
You can't control
the world's economy. Also about bankrupting the ranchers that help fund the Republican and conservative parties in the Midwest.
Bankrupting the ranchers?
Yes, farting cows. They want
to
ban
beef. That's just true, but nobody wants to
ban beef.
You
know what I do every Monday? I eat a fucking steak.
All right, you're going to die. Nobody wants to ban
beef.
I
feel fucking great.
No. Well, first of all, one of the reasons
so is everybody for cardiac arrest.
They wanted to put in the new Green Deal.
The point is,
a limitation
of beef production. You just told me how bad it was that this Harvard professor.
Yes.
Mention wasn't even a direct.
Oh, I also agree. The president should not have addressed a young child.
That's the only point.
That is the point. Okay, I get it. If that's your point, yes.
That's the point.
He should have rose above that and what he did was
stupid. Here's another point. Melania Trump's whole big thing is anti-cyberbullying. That's her whole be best thing. That's what that because all the first ladies, they get their platform that they're going to
I get. Know, and Trump does a tweet every morning that triggers every liberal from Boston to fucking San Francisco.
I don't think he triggers
everybody. I think it's hysterical.
I think the media report on it, I don't think they
I think it's hysterical.
I don't think, but I think it shows a, no, I think it shows a lack, and I don't know the relationship, but I think he shows a lack of respect for his wife.
Why?
Because this was supposed to be her thing. Now, I don't believe she gives one shit about the other. But pretend I do.
You know, you even like Melania now?
I don't have anything.
Jeez,
I don't think
don't fucking stop. Ivanka's a lap dancing guy.
No, she gave a lap dance to her.
Sure, Ivanka lap danced her father.
She did.
Eric Trump kills white rhinoceros.
Not Eric. Don Jr.
What else we got?
Well, he called Joe Biden's kid a piece of shit, so I was just saying.
Because Joe Biden's kid is a piece of shit.
But you don't care about the Trump kids who are pieces of shit.
No, because Biden's kid is a real piece of shit. Trump's kids, at least are successful in business, have done it on their own.
They did the same thing that this other one. They got on daddy's name. These guys have done nothing. The Trumps have done nothing on their own. They got in on daddy, and Donald Trump got in on his father's name.
They're all successful people in business.
Ivanka, since he's become in the White House and her father became president, got a whole bunch of deals from China.
I don't know why you liberals get down. Ivanka's a fucking Democrat.
I don't give a shit what she is.
Ivanka's a New York City Democrat, man. It's funny to watch the Trump.
They're not Democrats or Republicans. They're Trumpists. They're not either.
God, okay.
She was a Democrat in New York because in New York City is very liberal. So you got to.
Ivanka is still very liberal.
Nah.
Yes, Ivanka is a liberal.
I don't know what her politics.
New York City Democrat, and that's not going to change.
Would you ever target a teenager on social media?
No, absolutely.
Would you ever target a
teenager? Absolutely, if they're going to be outstanding and vocal on their cause. Yeah, you know why? Because you've opened yourself up to it. And if you're going to step up and you're going to say, "Well, this is my and this is how I feel, and you people are this, and you people are," well, you want to know something? It's game on. Even if you're a teenager, you're going to sit out and you're going to put yourself out there and you're going to be claim you're this, you're that, and the other thing.
I can ignore shit.
I would take it. I get what Joe said. Would I do it? No. I call out the adults.
Yeah.
Who gave that girl that script and had to perform that act in front of the
on
world
on a false narrative. Yes.
On a false narrative, and she has a challenge. That's fucked up. I'm sorry. As somebody who worked with kids, I felt bad for her. I think her parents are scum of the earth, worse than Joe Biden's son.
Oh, my God. But Donald Trump is not scum.
Ivanka Lapp. Donald Trump's a douche. There's a difference between being a douchebag from Queens and a criminal scumbag. Okay?
I told you, he's an unindicted co-conspirator.
He is not. He's somebody that pisses off half the electorate in this country every day and loves doing it.
Tell it to the Southern District.
And he loves doing it.
I love having reinforcements.
But it's not factual. That's the problem. It's not factual.
It doesn't matter.
That's exactly right. It doesn't matter.
He does it to trigger the people who have to know when their head hit the pillow every night that Donald Trump is president.
Who's he triggering? He triggers the media.
He triggers all the people who cried because they didn't get Hillary's balloon launch. Them.
Balloon launch.
Everybody who
cried at the Javits Center.
The balloon drop. Excuse me.
There is two of balloons. We've got to fight about everything.
The balloon drop.
It was a balloon launch. That'd be amazing.
The impeachment.
You can get a
the Russia hoax.
You don't get a balloon launch.
The impeachment, the Russia hoax, the fake out. It's all because Hillary never got her balloon drop and they cried.
I know that's what you
claim.
They cried. And you know what? They cry every day. And Trump has a Twitter account for one reason only.
All the people who Trump hired and have nothing to gain and have to pay for lawyers are trying to do in Donald Trump.
As much as I disagree with it and find it ridiculous, at the same time, it's funny because he uses a Twitter account
to make the same people who cried flip the fuck out every day.
It's hysterical.
Let me get this right. The guy who had to pay a fine for cheating charities, had to pay $2 million for cheating charities, whose kids can never run a charity again unless they take a fucking class, those are the heroes. I got it. Okay.
What?
Oh, you need to fucking read, dude.
I read.
No, yeah.
But what does that have to do?
You just told. I'm telling you, you're talking about scumbags.
With the fact. Oh, okay.
You're talking about
scumbags. You know what I'm worried about the scumbags? I'm not worried about the billionaire who became a politician. I'm worried about all those fucking millionaires in Congress, okay? Who didn't have a pot to piss in when they got elected. They had law firms if they were lucky, okay?
They all get paid off by lobbyists at the end. We all know that.
Exactly. Those are the people.
Wait, but we're not going to make a law against that.
Those are the people. Okay?
It's like a night off.
The only thing Trump is guilty of is two things. He beat Hillary, and he's a fucking douche. And he can't help either. Okay? And that's what this is all about.
That's just not factually correct.
The guy's got a piss-poor personality. He's aggressive. And listen, not for anything, the baby boomers and the Gen Xers, everybody's got to be polite and soft-spoken
and
bullying. And finally, a spoiled rich brat from Queens ran for president and knocked all of you on your asses, including the Republicans, and nobody knew how to fucking deal with this guy.
And then it's like...
You know why? Because you want to see the rose-colored glass, the John Lennon glasses. Everybody wanted to see the world through the rose-colored glasses. You couldn't be aggressive. You had to say certain things.
He's not aggressive. No.
He taunts the fuck out of news anchors for fun.
Why doesn't he fucking take...
There are people in San Francisco right now crying because he's posting
a tweet. Let him be aggressive with Putin. Let him be aggressive with Saudi Arabia. I'd like that type of aggression. That would make me happy.
And you want to go to war for nothing?
No, I want him to fucking stand up for America.
And
he has been.
And we talked about Saudi Arabia the week before in the Afterbuzz show, and what happens? Another fucking Saudi kills a bunch of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And we still haven't done shit about it.
Uh-huh, because basically... There's a negotiation thing, and sometimes you can't. You know, it's not a perfect world.
We have to protect their oil.
It's not a perfect world. No. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
If it was Obama, you say he's leading from behind. That's what you would say. This is bullshit. He's not a tough guy. I see through fucking fake tough guys. I'm not going to let. You can have your own facts, but you can't have that. He's not tough.
He is selective.
Where I'll give he has you selective. To be. I'll give you.
He's
selective.
More focused on us losing $4 billion a year in trade with China.
Okay,
he's focused on that right now. We want that money back.
So anyway,
okay.
Right, so anyway,
we're $24 trillion in debt, and we're taking on people from other countries whose socialist policies fail. So now they want to come here from the good socialism because the socialism here is run by capitalism. Mm-hmm. So we got the real juicy socialism.
So you admit there's socialism here?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But the juicy stuff, it's paid for by capitalism.
We're paying for farmers now.
Okay.
Well, we're doing that because of the subsidies.
We'll also take care of that.
A big deal with China where they're going to be, I think, 100 million or
and not
more
as,
than that.
Which
in,
is not as
trade.
Much as they used to buy.
No, not as much as they were buying.
If the deal goes through as it's supposed to, they're going to be buying more ag products, which means the farmers will be able to pay that back. In revenue, tax revenue.
You know who's getting the money? It's the big farms. The small farms are not getting the money. The big corporate farms are getting the vast majority of these subsidies.
Well, that would be.
Yes. No. Yes, you can look it up. You have a phone, look it up. It's not a BlackBerry. You can actually do that shit now. You can look it up.
The BlackBerry's gone.
Are you getting rid of your BlackBerry?
Yeah,
new millennia, dude.
So here's the thing. I'm still twitching.
I hear older people, people of my age, a little younger, a lot older, bitching. The kids today, all they do on their phone, they're so lazy.
They don't stop.
And then this kid goes out there and she's attacked. You can't win. I think it's just like an attack on you.
It's not the kid.
Unfortunately,
the president addressed her.
Look, when you go out and you scold. You get
in the whole
front
world.
Of the UN,
the whole
and
world.
You scold with this.
You took my childhood
and hate.
Speaking of memes, did you hear see the ones with Greta? You stole my childhood, and next to it is like a 5-year-old picking green beans in the field. Says you stole my childhood.
When you
move the pog away for a year.
ADD, don't you?
When you get up there and scold with disdain in that matter, you've opened yourself up.
It was scripted.
If she comes up, if she was a nice little, if she was a little girl.
A nice Scandinavian girl with pigtails.
Or a normal 16-year-old girl that said, well, yeah, maybe.
And why did he do it? Because he didn't get to be man of the year again. That's why he did it.
No, because she doesn't deserve the award.
I think he did it.
Who the fuck cares? You're the president of the United States. 115 tweets, and that's what you
because,
ordered.
Because, you know what? Because you said we're all thinking. And we all have to fall over each other and be enamored about it.
Bullshit. You know what his staff calls him when he actually does stuff? He's presidenting. They don't even take him seriously. you have a fucking country to run.
I think
do
you guys
shit.
Are proving me right on both accounts. One, he's a douche. Two, he knows you and about 50 other million who share your persuasion of him are screaming right now because he tweeted about this.
I think
he loves it. I think he's in the Oval Office right now laughing his ass off, eating two scoops of ice cream.
He doesn't laugh.
Okay? Evil laugh. Dr. Evil laugh.
Have you ever heard him laugh?
Actually,
I did hear him
laugh. Joe's laughing.
I heard him laugh one time.
And as he's finishing the second scoop, he's busting out in laughter.
He doesn't laugh.
No.
I'm not being upset. That's funny. He don't laugh.
He don't.
He doesn't laugh.
The only time I heard him laugh was when he got laughed at the United Nations, and then he had a nervous laugh. He's like, I wasn't expecting to get a laugh on that. That's the only time I've ever heard him laugh. You remember that, right?
Yes. Yes.
That was a proud moment.
But the United Nations suck.
That's fine. I still don't want our president getting laughed
at. I think we should put the United Nations in Iran. I swear to God.
I don't even know what that means.
I think the United Nations should be moved out of Manhattan and put in Tehran. That's what that means.
No,
the world deal with its own shit.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck attending those meetings.
It's like my Christmas present.
Don't jump on the land. Please excuse the landmines.
No, because there's no backing up of facts, and I don't have somebody here to fact check right
now. What fact? The fact that what he did was he addressed it, the kid personally. Sure enough, he's the president.
That's what the whole point is.
But the point is, though, her parents are assholes because that
was
scripted, and they literally exploited a child with a disability.
Why do white men in the Republican Party give a shit so much? Well, nobody else gives a shit what
you
this
know
girl
why?
Does.
Because the white men have been paying the tab for every fucking thing for over 50
she
years.
She should be in Beijing.
We've been putting the fucking bill for everything.
She should be in Beijing delivering
Amazon
that message.
Isn't paying it, neither the corporations.
She should
so
be
somebody
in,
should.
She should be in Beijing and Mumbai delivering those messages.
She was invited to the United Nations.
That's where most of the world's pollution's coming. Don't go to the United Nations.
That's where she was
invited.
Go
to Beijing. Go to Mumbai. Say, oh, knock it off.
Oh, the Chinese don't want her there.
Why not? She's
because,
a great girl.
Because they're gonna call them on a call. They don't want to hear that shit.
Actually, Chinese, she probably would have left that meeting alive. Mm. But if the people backing her, obviously, okay, she's got a lot of backing, really want to make a difference, take all that anger and the apocalyptic message, move it to Beijing and Mumbai, where the two biggest fucking polluters are in the world, and say, hey, you guys got to tone it down, because, yeah, everybody's trashing the joint, but you guys are doing it like a fucking sport.
Yeah. Get on stage, dear. You start yelling at them.
Well, she yelled at everybody. That's why she went to the United Nations. She wasn't yelling at America, but it seems like white men in America take it personally. Who the fuck gives a shit? It's like
because white men in America have been paying the fucking bills for everything for over 50 years.
Well, black men in America would tell you, they built this fucking country. So they would beg to differ.
Mm. Really? Are you speaking for the black men?
No, I just happen to speak to them a lot.
Oh, really? When do you speak to the black men? What do you go out? What are you, fucking Martin Luther King?
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. I'm lost.
You
guys are angry at each other.
No, I'm
right
not
now.
Angry at all.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not angry at all. I'm fine.
I feel like...
I just know when we have Kevin.
I had that 2016 feeling right now. It's kind of rough. And it's the fucking balloon drop. It drove everybody nuts.
It's not a launch now. We cleared that up.
It drove them nuts.
All right. North Dakota balloon launch.
So drop. Balloon
all right,
drop.
Next fight.
Yes. Yeah, ding, ding.
Balloon. I got to write titles. Where's my pip?
Devin's multitasking right now. So where's my
pip? Where's my pill?
No, not pill. Pip.
Oh, yeah.
Pip does like a lot of the shit that I'm doing right now.
Oh,
I got
you.
I gotta like write what each segment's about so I can do it later. All right.
He's multitasking.
Burley. What a stupid name. Burley. It's a Burley County.
Burley.
Men are men. In North Dakota, is set to vote on a ban of accepting refugees. Burley County is the home of the capital Bismarck and 95,000 people. The vote is possible due to an executive order signed by President Trump. Trump's executive order this fall came as he had already proposed cutting the number of refugees next year to the lowest level since Congress passed the Refugee Act in 1980. He declared that refugees should be resettled only in places where the state and local government counties gave consent. Since then, many governors and counties around the country have declared that they would continue taking refugees. I got to stop right here.
Yeah.
He doesn't really care about county and state rights because California wants to do their whole thing with clean air and he wants to take the money away from them. So it's a bullshit argument coming from this guy.
It's a different issue.
No, but I'm saying,
it's a different. I'm not arguing
really
consistency. I'm arguing issue.
You're right. No, it is a different issue. But I'm saying he doesn't really care about small government rights.
I also have
a
challenge with politicians and the media using the word refugee.
What would you call them?
When you're
fleeing from like political what? Persecution.
No. They're fleeing.
They're political refugees.
Bankrupt socialist countries to come here to our socialist country that's funded by capitalist money. And get the sweet stuff.
No, sometimes you get persecuted. So, I mean, the Jews.
There are no Jews crossing the Mexican border right now.
A lot of the refugees in the story are not from Mexico.
Well,
or Central America.
Where are they from?
From all over the world. Refugees come from all over the world.
Most of them are coming right over that southern border.
We get a lot of refugees from Africa.
Well, most of those are.
Well, this guy. I think it's the same thing that was in the prep. This guy, Ruben Pankhol was...
it's fun to play with the names, isn't it?
Your turn, Stephen. He was from Sudan.
Right.
Sudan.
That's okay. Africa. All right.
So Sudan is a different place.
It's also a car.
Very good. Okay. You are smarter than you look.
Yeah. To get here from Sudan, well, first of all, Sudan is a war-torn country.
Yes, they're refugees.
It's not somebody walking here.
This is not specific.
Through our southern border.
The ruling is not about where you're from. It's about refugees. You can't pick and choose refugees. All right, go on. Republican Governor Doug Burgum said last month that North Dakota would continue accepting refugees where local jurisdictions agreed, and his spokesman said the governor saw it as a local decision. Soon after, Cass and Grand Forks counties, which are home to the state's largest cities, Fargo and third largest city, Grand Forks, respectively declared they would continue to take refugees. Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney said refugees were needed to boost the city's economy, and that 90% were fully employed within 3 months of reselling in the city. But the idea was quickly opposed in conservative Burley County. Among the opponents was Republican State Representative Rick Becker of Bismarck, an ultra-conservative, new and improved, he's ultra-conservative, who took to social media to
define that. This is media biased.
I don't know.
Ultra-conservative. That means he really, really hates everybody.
I didn't say that. You just said that.
God, that's what they're implying. Ultra conservative. I hate you.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's from Time Magazine.
Oh, Time. Okay. Yeah.
I know. You guys are butthurt over Time. They didn't pick your boy.
No, it's fucking Che would say, wow, those guys are leftists.
Who took to social media to criticize the program as unrestrained or possible drain on social service programs, schools, and law enforcement, though the county said it doesn't track any costs directly related to refugees. Talking out of his ass, it would seem. Bismarck Mayor Steve Bakken said...
Possibly.
Well, that just would seem, I said.
It is...
Bismarck Mayor Steve Bakken said the city government has no say in the matter, but he sides with those who want to stop taking more refugees. Right now, it's a blank check that equates into a lot of questions, Bakken said, of the number of refugees that could be placed in the area. We have burgeoning school enrollment, veterans' needs, homeless needs, and Native American needs.
That's a good argument.
This isn't about heartstrings, it's about purse strings.
Yeah.
Sure, fucking name. Shirley Dykeshorn.
Who, Dyke what?
Dykeshorn, Dickshorn. There's no good way of saying that.
Shirley Dykeshorn.
Dykeshorn.
It's either Dykeshorn or Dickshorn. Shirley.
No, that's Dykeshorn.
Well, that's what I said.
Wow.
A vice president for Lutheran.
Tough type of names.
Use that in a paragraph. Dykeshorn like pussy. Wow.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. Wow.
Anyway. Vice President of Lutheran Social Services, which handles all of North Dakota's refugee resettlement cases, said her agency used to handle about 400 cases per year, but that number dropped to 124 in the fiscal 2019, which ended in September. The program has been in existence, since, what's the year, Joe?
2019.
Yeah. No, the, anyway.
that's the fucking question.
No, they settled 24 refugees in Bismarck this year. After
how many?
24.
24 refugees.
In Bismarck this year.
Okay.
And they settled 22 in 2018.
Right.
Dykeshorn said Burley County had been projected to get no more than 25 refugees annually in the coming years. We always look at the capacity of a community to handle these, she said. I'm trying to understand the basis for believing how 25 people will dramatically change the fabric of a community. What does it say to the rest of the country when a county where your capital city is located would choose not to participate? For decades, North Dakota considered any population gain a good thing. Its population declined by more than 21,000 between 2000 and 2007, because it's North Dakota, until an oil boom sparked a rush of workers into the state. Many jobs remain unfulfilled, even though the state has added nearly 100,000 residents in the past decade. Though many new arrivals work in the oil patch, many are also attracted to Fargo, which has a burgeoning tech industry, and Grand Forks, which is an aviation hub. Burgum, who has said he'll seek a second term, acknowledged that Burley County's vote could be seen as unwelcoming in the state that has about 30,000 more jobs than takers.
Okay.
That's a nice problem.
Yes, we should all have that problem.
The Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, which works with Lutheran Social Services, is one of three national organizations that is suing to block Trump's executive order. The group's president and chief executive, Krish O'Mara Vignaraha.
It's a tough night for names.
It's every night's a tough night for names. Not enough Smiths. Said her organization has closely tracked the response and is aware no other local government that has voted to reject refugees. So according to her, this is the only government in the country. Should local communities have a say in whether they take... I get the argument why you would say, you know, local communities should have a say.
Yes.
I get that argument.
Home rule's important.
But then again, you're part of this nation. and the nation is accepting refugees and you get the benefits of this nation, and if you happen to be in an area where you can accommodate these people and they are finding work and you still have all these jobs and it's not really adversely affecting anything, it looks really bad if you say no. I mean, there's I mean, they need people.
It sounds like I get it, but there's also a good argument. Again, North Dakota, good point too. Native American community has issues,
but it's been said that this is helping the economy. So if it's helping the economy, there should be more money to help those.
But let them make their own decision.
Exactly.
Let them make their own.
They
decision
are a member of the of this country, though.
But
they,
still, let them. And also, we're also 50 states, and we also have you know. All
but this is a county,
municipality,
this,
but even the county. Let them make their own decision.
But the, but as
this.
I was saying earlier, the president doesn't. Well, California wants to have tougher emission standards.
Are we talking about emissions or refugees?
No, but your argument is let them make their own decision. So to be intellectually consistent.
All right, there's no consistency. This is not a perfect world, okay?
Well,
we're talking about two different things.
I
okay?
want consistency.
Right.
Either you,
well,
either
you, know what,
you can't get
land.
Consistency.
You're not
going to
get
time,
consistency.
I got to be
real
fair
world.
With that. No, you should expect it. However, one, it's called home rule. You know, you got to listen. The federal government and state governments have to listen to localities. Two, and I got this problem, and this is going to sound like the heartless side of Rusford Eco. A country that's $24 trillion in debt. Has to take a step back and re-examine what it's doing for the world. Okay,
right, but they're saying this actually helps. They're saying this helps
argumentatively, and there's another side that says no. There's a strain on local social services.
Right, but he didn't have any stats or statistics. He didn't track refugees. He was just talking from this going by this story.
Yes,
going
that's
by this story,
one story by what
within 3 months, 90% of these people are employed.
Was that a single syllable publication, Time or Life?
I mean, you can get a different source. I mean, if you want.
No, I'm not questioning the source, buddy. I'm just saying that. There is an. I get it. It's only 25 people. I get it.
22 last
year. But the towns and cities we're talking about don't sound too big here. It doesn't seem like they have a big social services department to get these people
going.
Well,
I mean, that's another thing. How can we have a county of 95,000 people when that's 10,000 less people that go to a fucking Penn State game on a given Saturday? Can we stop with the bullshit of these? It's time to merge the Dakotas. This is some bullshit right here.
Dakotas, you got to remember, they're, you know, you're talking about a day.
There's nothing.
You're talking about a different demographic.
I'm not talking about demographic. I'm taking, make a one fucking Dakota. Yeah. 95,000 people in a county?
Jesus Christ. We're having this argument.
95, that's a bad weekend at Yankee Stadium.
Pretty much. No, I can't argue with you there, man. I can't argue
just
with you
just a touchless people are going to see the Motley Crue Def Leppard concert that we're going to, and we're calling this a fucking county. It's not a fucking county.
No, yeah, New York is a gathering.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
The fucking eyes
on. I mean, come on. We're gonna let these fucking people.
It's like when I went up to work for Georgia Pacific in Maine. I went to go to the city of Calais. It's smaller than Huntington. Then I lived up there. I'm like, it's a fucking city.
I guess it's all relative.
Yeah.
I guess it's all relative. But I'm saying.
It's all relative. It's all relative.
But I mean, according to the story, and that's what we're going by, there's been no other locality in the United States that has come up with this.
Then fine, let them go there.
But no, they don't get a choice. They don't get a choice where they're sent. The government says you're going here. They don't get a choice. You know, nobody says, I'd like to go to North Dakota.
Go, yeah, room.
Nobody
yeah.
says that.
Nobody.
No.
Nobody
says that.
Minus 40.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but
110 in the summer.
But in the refugee program, you go where you're assigned.
Great.
You go where you're
assigned.
Yeah,
you go where they send you.
And I've made the argument in the past that North Dakota fucking needs people. If we're going to send them anywhere, send them to North Dakota.
You know, as New Yorkers, we can sit back and laugh.
Hey, you're damn right, Arch.
Listen, Manhattan is full, but the fucking Dakotas, fill them up.
Yeah,
fill them up.
Nothing happening out there. Yeah, right? Nothing.
Well, if you had more people, something would happen. But maybe you could get good falafel.
Yeah, you good falafel and 10 feet of snow. Good luck growing chickpeas.
Make you go back to Sudan.
I heard sesame grows great.
What?
Sesame seeds. Sesame. Take the flour. You think I have some sesame?
I don't know. It just.
Well, I know. Now you want everything to be perfect.
No, but I'd like some fucking intellectual consistency.
You're never going to get it because that's not the real world.
I don't think that's necessary. I think it's the real world.
It's not.
It can be if we expect better. But he's like,
imagine all the people taking in refugees. That's what Davin wants to hear.
This show is a Christmas present to me. That's fine. You gave my present last. Well, then you know you have another present for me.
Ivanka Trump's going to come lap dancing, Joe.
No, the picture's on the page. Look it up. Ivanka Trump. You can.
That's just weird, man. Sorry.
It's not the only one. There's a lot of her on his lap, by the way, as a young
man. You know, the funny thing is, this guy Becker said, "This isn't about skin color," said Becker, a plastic surgeon.
Nice! That's fantastic.
Because I can make you whatever color you want.
There
it's
you
about
go,
a bad
man.
Complexion.
It's about tits. Their tits are saggy.
Let me tell you something about plastic surgeon. I was listening to Anthony Cumia's show, and Anthony was talking about the show on Discovery Channel, the Zit Poppin' show.
Yeah, it's gross. I can't do
I
it.
I put it on. I watched the first one. I watched the whole goddamn thing. And
you sat through it? Yeah.
It was great. I loved it. It was disgusting.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
I can't get enough of it. Then they're going to have a foot show on in February.
What are you going to do with feet now? You got a foot fetish?
About people with fucked up feet at the chiropractor office.
Really?
Yeah, so I can't wait for that one to come on.
So you like the Pimple Popper?
Yeah. I thought I'd vomit, but it was interesting.
I got 10 minutes into it, and I'm like, I just don't ever want to see
this.
I got 400 fucking channels, and I'm watching this.
It's good for my diet, because I watch it before dinner. I ain't eating shit after
dinner. Oh, dude, hell no.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah, that's a nice appetite suppressant right there.
I would make the statement that Americans...
Oh, we're back on this.
Yes, I have a fucking show to do. I know you guys don't like to take the topics or have facts.
I'm sorry. The 25 poor Sudanese people. Yes, David, what can we do for you?
Americans have forgotten where they came from. The Americans have forgotten what it was like, that where their ancestors came from, or in some cases they came from.
Yeah, because Ellis Island was a very happy, warming place.
No,
it wasn't. Yes, it really was.
It wasn't, but I think...
My family was dropped off in fucking Harlem. Yeah, good luck, guys.
I think Americans have forgotten what it... I think we've gotten soft.
Soft on what?
We just...
We're $24 trillion in debt, Davin.
So you do admit that we have a problem with debt?
Yeah, shit.
All right. Well, because the Republicans...
And you want to save the world with consistency. Consistency is good if you're making a nice marinade, all right? Mm. A pudding, you know, whatever.
Mm. Well, I mean...
pizzas, you got to be consistent.
If you're so worried about debt, then you can't like the tax cut where where the companies are paying no taxes.
So people can work.
So people can
and
work.
And not be on the system. Yeah, okay, exactly.
They sell product. There's taxes on that. The employees pay taxes. There's also...
Why don't they pay taxes? They're making a fortune.
And everything I buy.
The companies.
What company?
Amazon, GE.
I want my company to have their taxes so low that they can employ me until I'm ready to fucking retire or die.
Well, then you can't have the services you want.
Because you know what?
But...
I don't want services.
So
I want to be left alone.
What happens with they just
I want better health care.
Everybody, their employees pay taxes.
Yeah, their employees do, yes.
They pay taxes on product that they bring in. Okay, we're talking just about the property taxes they pay. If they buy materials, they have to pay
taxes. What about
taxes
their profits?
Materials.
Why don't they pay taxes on their profits?
Because they're putting people to work, and the tax base from the products that they buy, facilities management, all that stuff, the buildings.
So
the
people who work and make a tiny bit pay taxes on their income, but the billionaire sitting at the top, they don't pay any money.
Because without them, there's no jobs.
That's not true.
Yes,
can you imagine everybody wants to be a
without us, they have nothing. They have nobody to work.
Every time a millionaire buys something, they pay taxes.
Nobody's going to North Dakota.
Every time they buy a boat, every time they buy another car, every time they buy a motorcycle.
That's different.
And listen, I know we all want to be millionaires
and
billionaires, but
with the money they make from that job.
This is an economy,
Davin. When you had your company, did you pay taxes?
Yes.
Okay, so why does...
Village and town. Shit.
So why does a small businessman pay taxes on the company's profits?
Because I didn't make enough to hire a fucking tax attorney from New York City.
And you wasn't hiring...
So basically,
that's the fucking truth.
So basically,
if I was doing...
So the rich get richer.
If I had 1,500 students instead of 150, yeah, I would hire a guy who went to... Rosenblatt
but
down in New York City. And
why should
Paisans, help me out.
Why should Family Martial Arts pay more in taxes than Amazon?
Because they're
because
not
I had
thousands of people, and they're not making a base where if you go out and spend money, people have to go to lunch. They go to businesses. Those businesses, they feed. They make
those
money.
Businesses pay taxes on
I'll
money.
Ask you a question.
Exactly.
When I stopped teaching karate, I am bankrupt the whole fucking town or a city, i.e. Detroit. Russ not teaching karate anymore.
So wait.
Didn't starve families and put them on welfare.
You think if Amazon pays the 21% tax rate, they're going to go bankrupt?
No, they're going to be able to hire less people from
the
minimum wage level up to the guys like me, the middle management guys, and everybody in between. No,
they're still going to hire.
21% less. You said it yourself.
No.
You bring it, but you bring in a big business like Amazon. 21% less. They set up shop. You have to hire contractors to come in. Building. Yeah, building
exactly.
material.
The contractors.
They
got to
set up somewhere.
Building material. Building
How
materials.
Much does a government yeah. fucking
talking
need? How much does
a government
you
need?
You just told me we're in debt.
Yeah,
you just
no
told
shit.
Me. Well, then we need
And we're solving the world's problem. Tell the world to work itself out, and we're going to take care of ourselves right now.
Well, we can't take care of ourselves. We don't
Why
have
not?
The infrastructure.
We'll get there. Yes.
When?
When? Soon.
When they take
That's not an answer.
When they take care of the unions and they wind up spending the money on the infrastructure and paying the unions on legacy costs. That's when. Because that's where all this money's going.
It doesn't just go to the unions.
Bullshit. It most of it, most of it goes to the unions, and most of it goes to legacy costs because of the unions.
Yeah, but those were negotiated.
Yeah, because of the unions.
In our country, don't protect workers anymore.
We don't have the money to put into the infrastructure because we're spending most of it for the
unions
to go into the legacy costs.
Do we have the economy or not?
Yes.
Then we have the money. We should have the money if we have a
money
economy.
No, we are massively in debt. We are massively
And we're
debt.
Adding to debt.
Deals are not done yet. We're being distracted with a bogus fucking impeachment.
Who's being distracted? These guys should not, the politicians should not be distracted.
Our lower house, the House of Representatives, hasn't done a fucking thing.
Actually, they passed a
in
lot of bills.
3 years.
Actually, they have a lot of
Except
things.
A fake Russia thing.
No, it's not.
A fake FISA document.
You just don't know your
what
facts.
What bills have they passed?
And a bullshit impeachment.
Congress, the House, has passed a lot of bills. Mitch McConnell has not heard of them. Things that are bipartisan, by the way. Forget about stuff that the Democrats just ram through because the Democrats want to do the Democrat shit, just like the Republicans want to do the Republican shit.
It never
them.
Gets to the president's desk.
Forget about that shit. There are bipartisan bills that Mitch McConnell will not take up in the Senate. So when you say Congress isn't doing it.
If they're bipartisan, why won't he take them up?
I don't fucking know.
Like because what? Give me an issue.
I think there's some gun reform stuff. I think there's some drug. They're working on some drug
gun
stuff.
Gun reform is not bipartisan.
It is, though. No, the things that they're pushing through are...
No, there's a civil war about to break out in Virginia over this shit.
I know it gets in the way of facts, but if Joe wants to Google stuff, he can. He can look at the bills passed by the House in 2019, if you want to do a search real quick. And I will move on, and then Joe will get back to us with that, hopefully. But they are passing things. Mitch McConnell. You can do it on the computer.
This thing isn't working.
What do you mean it's not working?
I don't know.
We're in the middle of the fucking woods. We got no Wi-Fi.
Windows. Fucking windows.
Well, apparently there's shutters on them because it's not working.
All right. 90-year-old Florida resident Arnold Abbott was charged again on Wednesday night for violating. Why are you laughing?
I love this guy.
He's a
hero. I'm sorry. Well,
let me get to the story. In a new city law in Fort Lauderdale that essentially prevents people from feeding the homeless. I expected it, he said in a Sun Sentinel report. At least this time they let us feed people first. Officers lingered in the area for about 45 minutes, during which time Abbott and volunteers with Love Thy Neighbor charity he founded handed Good out more than 100 plates of hot chicken stew,
nice.
Pasta, cheesy potatoes, and fruit salad to homeless men and women.
Good
if
for him.
If he's found guilty of violating city ordinance laws, his second in a week, he faces 60 days in jail or a $500 fine. Abbott said he's prepared to go to jail over his efforts. Why do I keep doing this? Because these are my people and they deserve to be fed. In a slightly more confrontational incident on Sunday, 4 police cruisers and approximately half a dozen police officers with the Fort Lauderdale Police Department descended upon an area in the city where Abbott charity representatives and church members were handing out hot meals to local homeless people. One officer demanded that he drop that plate right now.
What he said before that? Hey, Abbott!
Saving that for a couple of days.
Hey, Costello, here comes the cops. I gotta feed the homeless, Abbott. I gotta do it.
Well, the new voices are giving
that fantastic.
As others picked up the trays off,
didn't even make the connection. That's awesome.
Really?
No.
Okay, you're slow. One officer demanded that he drop that plate right now. As others picked up the trays off of food and inserted them directly into the garbage, with lines of homeless people looking on.
Fuck them.
The new law in Fort Lauderdale comes after the city announced in January that people are restricted from camping, panhandling, food sharing, and engaging in other life-sustaining activities. The laws regarding food sharing were ironically enacted on Halloween when millions of people were out sharing candy.
Wow.
Abbott applauded the officers for being more courteous in their law and their enforcement of the law the second time around. They were very gentle. I think they feel a little guilty doing their job. I think it says a lot about us as a people if we're now passing laws that makes it a crime to feed homeless
people. Slow down.
Here we go.
We're not. No, not really. It's not all one side.
Let's get ready to rumble.
We're not passing laws not to feed the homeless. They passed a law as a city regulation in regards to food sharing, I guess, with Fort Lauderdale, maybe with spring break and the Halloween and stuff like that. Now, with that being said...
Spring break? The only food they're sharing is body shots. It just fucking happened. This isn't spring break.
That's fantastic.
But due to situations like that. Now, with that being said, feeding the homeless happens to wander into this law. What they need to do is...
Wait a minute. So you're saying they were targeting Halloween?
No. The law was...
Bunch of real witches.
The law was made, enacted, it was initially enacted on Halloween when millions of people were out sharing candy.
Right. But you said they were enacting this on Halloween and spring break. But what does this have to do with spring break? They're not sharing tits.
But
they should.
I'm all for that.
Fort Lauderdale think. Sounds like a fucking public access show.
Welcome to Fort Lauderdale think.
About boobs,
Joe.
with the worst fucking screen public access has. Yeah,
Russ will be here with his hand knitting cod piece later on. He'll show us all how to make them.
So let's look.
Wow.
Think about the situation, okay? Laws regarding food sharing were ironically enacted on Halloween when millions of people were out sharing candy. Fort Lauderdale is also a place where people go for spring break, so they're probably worried about that.
Titties.
Oh. Now, with that...
Sound like Homer Simpson with fucking donuts.
Ooh, boobs.
Now, with that being said, feeding the homeless is out feeding the public. What they need to do is several things. Amend the law where you can feed the homeless or have a certain area where the homeless can go, where this fella can go and feed them.
Before you two start shelling the shit out of each other, I've been following this story because it's not just in Fort Lauderdale
happened. No, of course not.
Davin and I had a conversation. You weren't on the show months ago. I was here. Here's my take on this whole thing. I want to be fair here, and you both probably would agree and disagree.
Thanks, Sensei.
You're welcome, sir. Joe just bowed. That's fantastic. So,
he's not doing his ching chong.
Believe it or not, that was always the hardest part for me.
I believe
no
it.
Being bowed too. I never liked that.
Really?
I was always creeped out.
You'll
by
never
it.
Be president.
It's the best part.
It's the best part. I love
bow.
It.
Perfect bow.
It was a deep bow. I like a beautiful bow.
I like when the young interns do a great ass. Keep bowing. You know, when you're president, they let you grab him by the ass.
That's right.
Perfect ass.
8:30, and Davin being a cat lover, I'm taking my first Benadryl. So my point's this.
Thanks for that update.
You're welcome. First of all, in urban areas, especially in urban areas, liberals, okay, have been so open-minded about the homeless situation that their fucking brains have fallen out.
They have
mismanaged it. Hold on. I'll get there in a second. Zombies is part of my argument.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. So this is, now we have a problem of homelessness. Okay.
We've always had a problem.
My right to feed a hungry person is protected by my First Amendment.
She's saying religion.
Okay. I go to a church. I was just there actually, St. Patrick's. I went for Advent Mass with my family. Okay. I go to a local parish here in Orange County. Okay. And there are many things my church teaches, but you'll hear two things. One, approximately 2,000 years ago, there was a zombie sighting in Jerusalem, which makes my religion awesome. I like this. I like believing this. Two, it is my religious obligation, if I have food and somebody's starving, to give that person food. I was taught that since I was a child.
Okay.
It's something I do. I'm not tooting my own horn, especially during the holidays. Okay.
The teachings of Jesus Christ.
My church, yes. Whether it be, you know.
No, we're talking about your... But most...
Whatever you call them. Yashem, Fungal, or whatever. What do you got to call them?
Hashem.
Hashem.
They think of fishes and loaves. They don't think of lock them up.
No, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. So I don't see it as a... It's not a speech issue to me. To me, any government that tells me I can't give a hungry person food is pissing on my religion.
And the
interesting argument.
The thing about
it really is. That's my religious obligation.
Not only is it an interesting argument.
I got food in my fridge. I have excess. You see on Facebook. I shot my family. We took 300.
You shot your family.
No, you knucklehead. My family shot took 5 deer.
You said you shot your family. Don't blame
me. No, you knucklehead. We had a good year. I got 3 hunters in the family.
Nice.
My daughter's hunting now.
Good girl.
Yeah. So
takes the boys away.
My youngest son's into it. My older son's more of a fisherman. He likes to fish. He's not a hunter, but that's all right. So my family, we got 3 hunters in the family. Took 5 deer. I got a shitload of meat in my freezer.
Right.
If my local church or an organization called me up and say, "Hey, we have a hungry family here. You got some meat?"
Yeah.
My religion. I'm Italian Catholic. Demands I act on that. I have no choice.
And also, you know, also the beat. I also had a beat thought on this when I was reading the story is also along that same vein. You know, it's like sort of like isn't it? You know, you're doing a good thing. Something
it
that
really
would be
is
taught in the church. The reason I started off the conversation with the law and stating the law is because they're going with the letter of the law. Now, with that being said,
correct,
there needs to be
smartness.
An amendment.
I think
smartness.
No. I think they probably had a homeless problem, and they didn't want the homeless gathering.
That's
what I think.
That's what I think it is too. Because you see, San Francisco, Portland, the liberal, open minded governments there, their brains
cities,
are fucking falling out.
Are.
Okay, but
still,
it's being mismanaged. You can't allow You can't have tent cities in the middle of Main Street.
It's a failure by our society.
Correct. It's a stupid fucking solution by a political party as well. So move on to this guy Abbott doing something good, hungry people. And again, and I would argue that I would like to see this case escalated because to
his time's
me
limited. He's 90.
Well, I know if he was younger, I know we can get another.
But it's part of his church group.
But exactly, and that's another thing. He's doing this in accordance with his faith. This is not a free speech issue. This is a constitutionally protected right to practice my religion. And if you're going to arrest me,
I guess the argument against that would be, and I don't want to make that argument, but the argument against that would be, by feeding the homeless, exercising your religious freedom, it's attracting them here, and it's depriving me of my
so
establishing that's a failure of the elect.
But they're homeless.
That's the mismanagement of my tax money. Then that municipality's got to get its shit together.
Of course they do.
Work with county,
but
city,
federal
government,
federal too.
Federal grant, do what you have to.
But we're not
okay. But we can't have, to Joe's point, you can't have 10 cities on Main Street. You can't have people defecating on sidewalks in front of public schools.
But you need places for these people to go.
Correct. Correct. So that's a failure on this municipality to utilize tax dollars to where a 90-year-old guy...
No, they want to make a criminal.
Okay.
We've talked... They
has to be arrested
they want
to feed hungry people, and the fuckers throw out the food while those hungry people
are
waiting
for
it.
That's a dick move.
I hope they all get fucking kicked in the head.
Those are cops that did that.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's abuse of government power. It's not anything to do with the cops. The cops are enforcing the letter of the law.
No, the second batch of cops milled around, let them feed them, then did it.
The
first batch was dicks.
The government that is writing the laws, directing the cops to do this.
Well, we write the laws. We're the government.
No, we're not. We're not.
No, in Fort Lauderdale, it's local citizens who write that. They put it on a fucking vote, and that's what they voted for. They got the law they wanted.
Well, you know what? Their law is unconstitutional and direct violation of my religion.
Well, that would be an interesting argument. Would be interesting.
I would
to
love
see,
for that to go to the Supreme
Court.
But
these people knew what the people of Fort Lauderdale.
You want to talk about Kavanaugh, the guy they crucified. He would never. He's Catholic. He would piss this whole thing down the drain.
All right. Well, listen, Catholics do a lot of things they're not supposed to do. Not supposed to touch little kids. Well, so fucking relax.
Some of us raise money for the homeless and hungry, too. Buddy.
Right. All right. But don't say because he's Catholic.
And let's not pretend that doesn't happen in other religions, too.
No, but fine. But don't say because he's Catholic. It's what you're doing is good. But
I'm saying Kavanaugh because he's a member. We're of the same religion.
Yeah. And so,
we're of the same
faith.
So
are a bunch of fucking priests, and it didn't stop them from acting like animals.
It's been going on for thousands of years in every religion.
And when does it stop?
It's not specific. When somebody gets a baseball bat to the fucking head.
I'm waiting for that.
I'm also Italian. There's that option.
These people these people got the law they wanted.
It's unconstitutional.
Well, that's an interesting argument.
Well, hold on. These people got the... Who's these people?
The people of Fort Lauderdale.
And what's the law that they wanted?
Where you can't feed the homeless. There's probably tent cities and stuff like that.
Whoa. Stop.
Property values.
A stupid solution to a real problem.
Stop. The law that was passed... Okay,
you have the law.
We got the law that they want.
You got the law.
Then what? The
I'm the law.
Ordinance. Now, the law. People are restricted from panhandling food and engaging in other life sustaining.
They're going to fine you if you're homeless. They're criminalizing homeless. Because you know what homeless people have? A lot of spare change to pay for fucking fines. I mean, come on.
Where do you send the summons and the appearance ticket?
Homeless people are a nuisance. I get it. I go into New York. I get it. You have a business there.
It's a real problem. Most of them are mentally ill. That's
right.
The sad thing.
And in the '80s, we closed down a lot of mental.
It's not that they're lazy. They're most.
It's a failure of government.
Most homeless people. You're dealing with a mental health issue.
Well, a lot, not most. I mean, there's people who work.
No, there's a lot. Most of mental
I'm talking
health
issues. Most
there's
the people.
There's also the working homeless, too, who
That's a totally different situation. But you're right. Yeah, I mean, what we have in mental health services, even in a state with New York's budget, is disgraceful.
We closed them in the 80s.
Yes, we did.
And we kicked those people out.
It was a bipartisan fuck-up. It happened.
This is a failure of government, and I will say this.
Absolutely it is.
For this to happen.
And you're trampling on a guy's right to work with his church and give hungry people food. It's a fucking disgrace.
Here's the thing.
You call me a liberal, but that's.
But,
you know?
But you're cool.
I'm going to cry over the balloon.
But here's the thing.
The balloons
in the certain people in this country like to fancy this nation as a Christian country. Putting aside whether we are or we're not.
We're a country. Of people who want to work our balls off to live better than any other country in the world.
No.
That's what we are.
No, but that's your opinion. But there's people that say we were founded as a Christian country. That's what we are.
Define Christian country.
That's what they... I'm not making the argument. I'm saying that's their argument. So, but then when you do this...
had no doctors or accountants during the revolution?
What?
Yeah, I have some Jewish dudes here.
Anyway...
Of course, we told Washington they needed more horses and they could get a deal.
Well, that's a little anti-Semitic.
Who made Washington's winning
stereotype? Yeah, like the Jews got to be in charge of the fucking numbers.
Who took care of Washington's?
Yeah, that's why we won the revolution. Look it up.
I don't think we won because it was a numbers game.
Really? You know what boats cost to get across the Potomac, the Delaware?
I think Washington got his wooden teeth. He needed a fucking dentist.
That's right.
You tell me that was a Christian American?
No, he needed a fucking carpenter.
Hey, my religion, he was Jewish too.
And Mrs. Washington needed a gynecologist to get splinters out, but nonetheless.
Ma, can you imagine? That was nice. You know. Wow, the muff dive with wooden teeth. Wow, I didn't see that going there.
This is possibly the most anti-Christian thing.
Absolutely. That's disgusting.
I think America has to come to terms with, are we a Christian nation or not? Because we're very mean. This is very mean.
Western society, our laws were built on two things. Past Roman laws. Of the Roman Empire and the Christian Judeo ethic. So don't kill, don't steal.
We've lost that.
Okay.
We are mean.
Overall,
we are mean.
I think we become myopic.
I don't think if you stepped in human shit and walked past the tent city, you're becoming mean.
You get frustrated.
No, you know, you try to curtail a situation.
Right, but you're not but you're punishing the people that are in the worst possible situation. I agree. Listen, I get it. Nobody wants a tent city in front of their Best Buy or their deli.
I get that.
But by finding homeless people and the people
it's
that
it's a joke, it's comical.
You're
actually
just looking to punish. You're not really looking to solve.
And again, most of the people, again, we're dealing with a mental health issue here. Most of these people should be institutionalized and be provided care. I will pay taxes for that.
I am a Republican. We have affordable housing. We don't have a lot of affordable housing.
Here's another. Yes, well, in New York, affordable housing.
Cities like San Francisco.
It's been gone since 1975.
These people that work at the tech companies, they can't afford to live there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you have these hubs in North Dakota. It's a lot cheaper to live there.
I get it. No, I believe it. That's why. Why do you think... Well, you want to talk about clash of cultures, you know, a lot of people are moving down south because in a lot of the blue states, the properties, it's freaking ridiculous. It's freaking ridiculous. The real estate markets are intangible.
Everybody wants
You got 30-year-old couples living with one of their parents, and they're both making good money.
People want to live by cities. For better or for worse, that's where people want to live, so it costs more. It's just the way supply and demand.
You couldn't pay me to live in a city.
Listen, you pay a lot more for your house, the property tax, than you would 100 miles north.
No, absolutely. But my kids have better schools, and I have access to a better job market.
Right, but we all make that decision.
Yes.
But these people...
I'm willing to get
these homeless
proud.
People are not making a decision to be homeless. They're not saying, I want to be on the street to beg. They are out of options.
No, you're dealing with... Again, it's an economy, first of all. So you have that level of homelessness where, okay, some people just have no skills. But then again, like I said, I'll go back to it again. I want to be a broken record. But by large, it's a mental health issue that's unaddressed. Government has failed to address it. And I don't see a positive solution in sight, except for Mr. Abbott, who's 90 years old, and he gets arrested for giving a fuck. And wants to feed hungry.
Well, it wasn't
people.
Just him. It was his church group. Let's, you know. Right. He's the poster boy probably because he was a 90-year-old guy.
And, you know,
but I mean, it's the whole group. It's a good thing they're doing.
I hate to, you know.
That's the
said,
this is the best part of religion right here. This is the good stuff of religion.
Yeah, right on. Listen, I don't like to discuss. I don't discuss this publicly.
No, you're about to.
I know. But this is it's something near and dear to me. It's something that Susan and I did this year. It's something I've done for the past 20 years. There's certain causes that I give money to.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of them.
It's a good cause.
It is, yeah.
And I do it through local organizations, mm-hmm. church organizations, so I know it's going to real people.
Sure.
People in my town, and I give my children the message.
My wife and daughter volunteered at a soup kitchen this year at
yes,
a church.
Yes, I know. I remember you telling me that. Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. And my message to my children when they're taking half their dinner plate and throwing it in the garbage is, hey, there's a kid right in your school right now who wishes they had
right.
that food you're throwing
but,
out.
But what I'm saying is,
you know, so that's
people,
where I'm coming from. That's
country,
why this issue is so
that's
sensitive
the right way to
me.
Think. I'm saying a lot of people in our country
we've
don't think
that. That was my conclusion.
We've lost
that
it.
We've got to get that back.
And that goes back to what I was saying before. We
and
are
it's
soft.
It's not socialism.
We are soft. We've forgotten our history.
This isn't political.
No, it's not political.
This isn't socialism. And I always say, and I've made you laugh with this, when capitalists come up with good solutions and invest in good things, we can tell the socialists to go fuck themselves.
When we were together a couple months ago, we saw companies investing.
At Google, I think. Was it Google?
Yeah, it might have been.
When the private sector invests, and this backs up Joe's point, you're going to get mad at me, why, you know, we should go easier with these corporations because they can grow, and if they're smart capitalists, they'll invest. And this way we can all collectively
tell the sociologists
and the socialists to go fuck themselves because they're not needed then.
Right. This type of investment, I'm all for. Listen, if you want to give a company big tax breaks because they're doing stuff like this, I'm willing to entertain that.
Absolutely.
But if they're just doing it to buy more shares, I'm not willing to entertain that.
So you're within limits. Okay.
Yeah.
What if it could be proven that if you cut corporate tax for a big company, and this does happen, by the way, from 25 to 10%. And that company proves.
Well, they're 21% right now.
Hold on. Let's cut it to 10%. And that company proves and commits to hiring more workers at that tax rate, that lower tax rate. Would you agree with that?
I would want that.
Yeah.
And I would want an investment into the community.
Some kind of social responsibility project.
Yeah.
That's fair. It's really fucking fair.
Yeah, if you're doing that, I'm not a hard ass. You do, but if it's just give me.
So you want some kind of, and again, I do agree with you. I think social responsibility tax incentives need to come back because that has been lost. That really has been lost. And you have a few foundations out there with the larger companies
Gates
that do it.
Gates have been great.
Gates have been amazing.
Mm, yeah,
can't really. My favorite hippie. I'm serious. He really gets it. He gets it. But when guys act like that, like I said, we can tell the AOCs of the world to go take a fucking walk.
But there's not enough people like that. Listen,
that's the problem.
Here's the thing. I don't want to get political with it, but as I was alluding to before, with Donald Trump, for instance, just because
There was a million balloons on that ceiling that never fell.
We won't do this show again. There is a point. Listen to me. So we were talking about what the Gates do and
yes.
how they give to charity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm bringing up Donald Trump because he's a billionaire, whatever. I don't know how many he has.
He built the ice skating rink.
Yes, we know. 1980 was a great moment.
It's a nice rink.
Now, anyway,
I've been on
with illegal immigrants. Anyway, that's a whole different thing.
Model.
That's true.
Okay.
Anyway, but what he did, he just got fined for cheating a charity. So we need more of the Gates and less of the guys that are trying to get around the system.
How did he directly cheat a charity?
Because he was saying it was going to charities and he was using it to pay off debts in his campaign and buy a picture of himself.
That's proven.
Yes.
It's
been so. It's been so.
You are aware that Bill Gates doesn't sit down personally.
I'm aware.
And divvy out his money.
I'm aware.
Okay. So maybe somebody who worked for Trump fucked up?
No.
No.
It's been. No. Because Trump had a right.
It's the guy who never laughs.
Yes. Donald Trump had it right in the court. It's a court paper. Donald Trump had it right that he did it. It's in the court papers. This just happened a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. So he fucked a charity. Okay. And?
What I'm saying is we need more people.
Joe Biden would still suck as president, and he bit his own wife's finger.
Okay. Well, I don't even really, if that's the thing you're worried about. What I'm saying is we need more people giving their money and less corporations.
Voluntarily, absolutely.
And less corporations trying to screw everybody to hold on to every penny.
Well, I get where you're coming from with shareholders, the stock market.
Listen,
game.
It's great if you own stocks.
I get it.
I own
it,
stocks. Hey, it's great.
Hey, it's good to be the king. Mm-hmm. If you're on the top of the chain, it's good to be there. If you're not, okay, you're going to struggle. I understand that. But I think we could all agree on here that, you know, there is some ground to be gained by government working better with businesses instead of scaring them away.
Sure.
The way we scared millions of jobs out of our country.
But you now get
with
a,
taxes.
You now you get a lower tax rate.
Now
you,
we can
you
get.
You get a lower tax rate if you open up a company in Mexico or China.
Exactly. But still, now we can welcome these companies back.
No, but
give
that's
them
the new
lower,
tax deal. That's the new tax
but
deal.
But Obama chased them away. So much
Obama.
So.
Carter.
Deal.
Carter chased them away.
No, this, no it's in the Trump tax
Carter,
deal.
Carter chased them away, too. Let me tell
well,
you something.
It's in the Trump tax deal. You
get
that
a, started in the
70s. You get a lower tax rate if you open up a manufacturing plant abroad than you do here. And we've talked about this before. That's wrong. That's fucking backward thinking. Give the tax break if you keep the jobs here. I'm all for giving you a tax break if you're going to open it up in North Dakota or Georgia or New York. I'm all for that. Don't give you a tax break if you're fucking taking jobs away.
No, if your company leaves the United States,
charge them more.
Your imports should be charged more.
Right, exactly. But that wasn't in this tax deal. All right, moving on to outstanding displays of.
There's one thing that unites the three of us on Davin's Den. It's an outstanding display of spite. In lieu of that, we'd like to introduce outstanding displays of spite.
I've had packages stolen, and I said, you know what? I got extra boxes. Let's see if someone will take our trash.
And take they did. Tonight marks the third round of decoy Amazon packages, filled to the brim with trash, or worse. Their cat, Draco Malfoy, is contributing in a way only he can.
If they're going to steal from me, that's the consequences they get to deal with poo.
Christine Hyatt says her daughter has her diabetes medication and supplies delivered and swiped right off the porch.
She can't afford to have her own medication stolen just because people are jerks.
Cigarette butts, fast food trash, and used kitty litter. It all goes in. A fitting gift for a jerk and a criminal.
So the New York Times reports that 90,000 packages are stolen or disappear every single day in the city. The city of Denver, not far from Hyatt's home in Colorado Springs, is one of the worst cities for porch pirates in the nation. According to Patch, a new report shows 36% of Americans had a package stolen at least once in the past 12 months. I have not experienced this personally.
Only happened to me once.
Really?
Yep, 15 years ago.
Really?
Yes. Yes. It was very uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable?
Yeah. I tracked it, package showed, delivered, everything, and it was a watch, a nice watch. It was an Esquire watch. And, yeah.
It was a lawyer watch. It was an Esquire watch.
So, yeah.
It screwed you on the hour.
It happened to me once. And
oh, come on now.
Yeah, it's
fantastic. It charged you $200 every hour.
Bong, bong. That's another $200.
The watch that charges itself, that pays for itself.
You're lucky that watch got stolen.
No, does the watch charge itself? No, the watch charges you.
That's great. I'm also members of community groups on Facebook that have caught porch pirates.
Porch pirates. I got past the plastic flamingos and made it to the Amazon packages.
Sure, Amazon, matey. But, you know, all those new doorbells. And I got security cameras, too. You know, somebody comes on my front porch. I know. So,
do you?
Yeah.
You're staring at them, looking at them.
No.
Come out with your pants off, making them uncomfortable as they try to.
I'm not Joe Biden. I'm not going to buy.
About your fantasies?
I'm not going to buy.
My pants are on.
But no, I have security cameras, and it's very common now. You have the doorbells with the cameras on them. You know, these items are relatively cheap, so people are getting pinched. And I find it funny where, you know, you go on Facebook in some of these groups, and it's the picture of the person. And then you find out a few days later, they get caught.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, thank
God.
Yeah.
So, but to my point, this woman here, she should be on Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Because good for her.
Good
for her.
You got to love the creativity of putting cat poop in it.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. Stealing a diabetic kid's medicine.
Well, they don't know. I assure you they're fucking disappointed when they open up. It's a bunch of fucking insulin.
Yeah,
they're,
true.
They were hoping for like a Blu-ray player or something. They were not. Oh, fuck. Needles. Needles. I don't need needles.
Well, maybe. I don't know. They could be talking.
But then
that.
Again, if you are stealing from a diabetic knowingly, like.
Yeah, there's a special place in fucking hell for you.
Right. But chances are you have somebody in your life that needs it and you can't afford it, too.
Yeah, I'd hope that wouldn't be the case.
Well, I mean, if you keep
terrible.
On going back to steal the diabetes stuff,
that'd be the worst
case shit if you do that.
No, but I'm saying, like, nobody steals. You're not selling insulin on the fucking black market.
No, it's not the most exciting thing.
So I'm like, if you keep on going back to steal insulin, then somebody in your life probably needs it too. Not a reason to steal, but we probably have two people that need it.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, it is possible.
Who the hell? What's on the wish list? Insulin.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Selling my beautiful Esquire watch.
Yeah, I don't even know what an Esquire watch is.
It's a very nice watch.
I'm sure the thief enjoyed it.
Yeah, fucker.
But you got a new one, right?
Yeah, I had to go through a whole shit show, though. Like, I filed a police report.
Wow.
The UPS driver showed up trying to pick a fight with me. That was a mistake.
Why did you do that?
I guess he was getting blamed for it or something from the UPS people, and he showed up, and I'm like, dude, I really don't like the way you're talking to me.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm not dealing with this shit. All your neighbors are going to have to be interviewed. This and I was like, I already filed a police report. Whatever happens from here happens. Mm. I was like, watch your fucking tone. My wife's upstairs, and you're about to piss me off. And that's how the conversation ended. Yeah. But it was uncomfortable. You know, yeah, it got
next
heated.
Thing that's going to be brown is your shorts because I'm going
to
beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, he was about to get. He had literally his front kick going right up into his fucking stomach, and he didn't even know how close it was coming. Yeah. So, before he wasn't like. He had one more step to go. It was like three steps. Yeah, he was second step. He wasn't totally on the landing yet.
All right.
So, anyway, it was a bad situation.
Last break of the year. We'll come back. We'll do some God or
of
Lover.
Of the year.